From Shane Pinata, I'm Colleen Thomas. This is Everyday Magic for Ukraine. Today, we will send our love to Ukraine. Welcome to The Circle. So today, all you need is a printer, some paper, an envelope, and a stamp. And these are totally optional. I'll explain as we get started. Let's return today to our friend 54321. If you've done this before, you might remember it. The five is looking around and noticing five things you can see. So give that a try. What are five things your eyes can catch right now? Notice. And what are four things you can touch? See if you can find some textures that feel different to each other. Find four of them. And now, what are three things you can hear? And what are two things you can smell? And what is one thing you can taste? And let's take a breath. So today we are going to send our love to Ukraine. And we're going to be doing this on a couple of different levels. The first level will be energetic, the way we normally work, at the heart level. The second way, if you're so inclined, is to do something in the physical world. I reached out and connected with the team at Letters of Love for Ukraine, and they have a service where you can actually go to a link, get a template, write a letter, and mail a letter, and that will be delivered to Ukrainian refugee kids and moms. So to begin, join me in imagining you have a blank page in front of you. This could be the template for Letters of Love for Ukraine, or this could just be a piece of paper in your mind. And this is going to be your canvas to capture your best wishes, your thoughts for support, your love, the things that you want to convey in this little bit of correspondence. So just see this blank piece of paper in front of you and take a moment and get in touch with how you feel. When you think about Ukraine, when you hear the word Ukraine, what happens in your heart? This can be very multi-layered. Yes, there's a war. Yes, there is suffering. Yes, there's strength. Yes, there's hope. And there's way more going on than that. There's individual people living their individual lives, people trying to finish degrees, people just deciding to get married, people having children. It's a very complex situation. It's life. It's life happening. So your feelings about it can be complicated too, because it's life. So just allowing yourself the room to feel however you feel. Are you angry? Are you sad? Are you hopeful? Are you scared? If you're doing this energetically, this might just be sending it with your hands. Just imagine transmitting from your heart, down your arms, and out your palms into this paper you're imagining. Let your feelings go into it. And if you're writing, you can allow your feelings to become words and to be written on the paper. Some feelings in my heart that want to come down my hands, would like to go into a letter to people in Ukraine are, we are with you, we are here, we are not giving up, we are not turning away, I am here in this moment thinking about you, wishing you the absolute best, the most safety, the most connection, the best sleep, the best food, the best connections with people at work, and family and safety for you and everybody you love. Mostly safety. I think that's what comes to me the most, is mostly safety. So just feel into what's there for you and allow it to go into this letter, however you're working, physically or energetically. And if you're working physically, you might want to take a little more time. But if you're working energetically, let's begin to bring this process to a close. Begin to sign off. Begin to let go. Begin to let your wishes kind of stay in this letter, live in this letter. And now we're going to imagine the sending process. Sending it out. Allowing it to go on the inner, wherever it needs to go, whoever energetically needs this particular message we just crafted. Just let it go out. Trust the universe. Let it go where it needs to go. And then, just like always, we're just going to let go. Just let go and trust. Kind of like when we send a real letter. We just trust it'll get there. And if you're writing a physical letter, please do send it. I know there's a wonderful Ukrainian refugee kid or mom who would love to read your words. May we always remember that we can send love in so many ways. May it be so. Thank you so much for being with us today. Your presence, your energy, and your heart make all the difference in healing our world. Remember to breathe today. Breathe and expand. And I hope you join us again next time. Please consider inviting a friend. Magic works best when coupled with action. Check the show notes for a list of creative ways to support Ukraine. Our music is by Terry Hughes. I'm Colleen Thomas. Thanks for listening.